AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has declared a state of emergency in California as the state confronts the latest storm system. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
In many parts of Northern California, they are stacking sandbags. Last week, the concern was snow. This week, it's rain and floods. The rain is already coming down, and it's melting snow. That combination is what worries officials.
Flooding is imminent. Please evacuate your residents now.
Residents who are staying are trying their best to get ready.
We have our solar-powered lamps ready.
In some areas, the rains are forecast to continue into next week. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Biden is responding to the latest jobs report, which showed more than 300,000 positions were added last month. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president calls it a good jobs report, but investors worry it will lead the Federal Reserve to increase interest rates at a faster clip. The next report on consumer prices is due next Tuesday. Mr. Biden says he hopes it will show inflation to be in solid shape.
I feel confident that we're headed in the right direction.
Asked about budget proposals House Republicans are beginning to offer, Mr. Biden said one GOP plan would result in drastic federal cuts to police, firefighters, and health care.
I don't know. We just have a very different value set.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Sexual assaults are up at military academies nationwide. CBS's Cammie McCormick has that story.
One in five females say they experienced unwanted sexual contact. This report shows an 18% jump in assaults over the previous year. The Navy in particular showed nearly double the number. The student survey found increases in everything from touching to rape at all of the schools.
Suspected drug cartel members in Mexico have handed over five people reportedly involved in the deadly kidnapping last Friday of four Americans. Two Americans and a Mexican woman were killed when gunmen opened fire on the four U.S. citizens in the city of Matamoros. The Americans had come to Mexico for a medical procedure. We're learning more details about yesterday's mass shooting at a Jehovah's Witness meeting hall in Hamburg, Germany. CBS's Holly Williams catches us up.
German officials say the gunman had a sports shooting license to carry the pistol he used. Police also say they'd previously received an anonymous letter warning them that the shooter may have undiagnosed mental health issues.
Eight people were killed in that attack, including the shooter who killed himself.
Hello there. Hello. Britain's
priest Edward greeting crowds of people in Edinburgh today. He was named the new Duke of Edinburgh. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. to steal an election. Undermine the moral standards of a nation. Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit. Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Kicking off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of the Brash Menagerie here on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. That was Clown Suit, What's the Siren before that. Both of those songs are off their latest EP, about a year old, called Sirens. It's up on Bandcamp. Go get it right now. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. here with Rocker. It is Max Inc. Heavy. 2 hours of the best original local metal, punk, and hard rock from around the state of Wisconsin. Happy you could join us. We have Carbellion on the show tonight. They're coming in at 10:30. Then we're going to do Essential Last Crack at 11. In the meantime, music on the way from Eric Colburn. We'll do some Wizard Hammer and tell you about Bombastica. Right now, new music from Rogue Rat. This song is called Drag Strip Queen. They're going to be at the Barley Pop on April 1st and here on Max Inc. Heavy on March 25th. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music with Rogue Rat.
She runs hot, highly modified.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're a model of flawless design. I can't help but feel butterflies every time you are by. You make me want to throw away my storyline and make a new one with you. I could be a new rescue. I know these feelings have been long overdue. I've been cold and dead. Cut my heart off from my head. Stuck in someone else's bed. Who's this? Told myself I'd never ever far. I said life's too short to let them have it all right. Yeah. I know these feelings have been long overdue.
That's Erin Colburn and her song Sleeve on Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. She has no shows in the area, but hopefully she'll come back to Wisconsin soon. She is incredible. Bronze Scorpion before that, and Euphoria Rising. That's new stuff from them. And they're going to be at Maybash Memorial Day weekend. Get out and see Maybash. It's a good time out there. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K here with Rocker. We got Cam from Carbillion joining us in just a couple of minutes. Wizard Hammer is on deck next, and of course they're playing Bombastica 2023 along with Carbillion and Iron Plow. So it's happening April 15th at the Wisco here in Madison. We're going to do a live radio broadcast, do the Max Inc. radio show from 6 to 9 p.m., and then live music for the rest of the evening. Hope you could join us for Bombastica 2023, 27 years of Max Inc., presented by Rocker Vodka, Drink Local Vodka, and Hotel K Pet Sitting at FreeBellyRubs.com. Let's do some Wizard Hammer right now. Here's their song, Sonic Doom, on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Time.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy on Civic Media, that's Dreams from Abaddon's End. Stick around, we got Carbillion coming up next. We'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bob Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbillion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow.
We are the Iron Plow.
It's Bob Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief, regulators are in search of a buyer this weekend for the failed Silicon Valley Bank. More from CBS's James Inman at the White House.
This follows a bad bet and loss on a bonds. That led to a run on the bank, which caused the second largest bank collapse in American history.
Torrential rains have washed away a major road in California's Santa Cruz County, says KPIX-TV reporter Justin Andrews.
A huge gaping hole here on North Main Street in SoCal. The road gave way, trapping so many people in this community. Crews tell us it'll be about 24 hours before they get these repairs all done.
A wet, wintry mix is heading towards the Midwest, and meteorologist Andrew Lyons at the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center says it will then continue east.
Southern parts of New England look to probably get some heavy snow out of this system as it goes through at least early to midweek next week.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership and say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Greg Bach is here because it is Greg Bach Hump Day Wednesday. Greg Bach, what is this hour called?
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry.
It's right for today.
It's right for today.
Oh,
it's
you know right. What, Jake? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
Weekdays 11 to 2.
What do you think got me this job, Greg Bach?
Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in.
On Civic Media.
Happy Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
And the Civic Media app.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
This is Cameron from Carbellion, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
I'm
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. That's the brand new Carbellion song. It's called Bar Fight. You can find it on Weapons of Choice. And Rocker, this album is freaking hard. It is awesome. It is wonderful.
Jimmy, and we have Cameron on the phone right now. Formed from the ashes of Milwaukee bands Carbon Parlor and the Whiskey Rebellion in 2004, Carbellion has continued their mission to create American hard rock and tour regionally, nationally, and internationally. Carbellion recently signed with Eclipse Records and will release a brand new album, Weapons of Choice, on March 17th with a flurry of upcoming shows including Rockfest in Cadott, Wisconsin in June and right here in Madison at the Wisco for Bombastica 2023. Cameron Kellenberger is the vocalist and founder of Carbellion. Cameron, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy.
Hey, great talk to you guys. Glad to be here.
Metal horns all around.
You know, for those who may not be familiar with Carbellion, give us a little more backstory on the band.
Well, we've been around a little bit. We are based in Wisconsin, but it seems like over the years we've gotten more attention at times and had more action and done more touring and shows outside of Wisconsin. But it's good to kind of bring some things home. Hard rock, it's a hard rock band, original. We call it American heavy rock because it's somewhere between like stoner metal, hard rock, post grunge, punk and roll. I mean, we've heard so many labels over the years, so it's kind of all over the board. But yeah, this new record, something we really put a lot into. Signed a new record deal with Eclipse, and actually that was just for the digital side. We actually signed a second deal with Qumran Records out of Chicago, Illinois, for our physical side of things for vinyl. So lots going on.
I know Jimmy loves vinyl. You guys are coming out with a special vinyl on that, aren't you?
That's correct. We are doing a special edition gold metallic. It looks like it's the record looks like melting gold metal. It's pretty Smash Plastic out of Chicago has a patent on that. And Qumran Records recommended, hey, let's do something really cool for this. You guys, this is a great record we want to put out. So let's go the extra mile. And so, yeah, very, very cool kind of, if you're into vinyl, very thick too. It's a 180, I think.
Wow.
So nice, great sound quality.
You know, we were talking to Milwaukee's Arsenal Hand last week on the show, and they, they have a vinyl coming out, and like you guys, you have the visual, cool looking vinyl. I love that so much because as you're listening to the music, you get a little visual spinning on the record player there.
Yeah, we definitely got a couple surprises with the vinyl. You know, I mean, you're getting a little extra with it. The digital download media that's tucked inside is just kind of a special surprise thing that we've got going. That the people who buy the record will get their hands on it. I think we'll have a version of it at our merch stand at our shows too.
Now let's go back in the past a little bit. Recently Carbellion signed with Eclipse Records. We were just talking about that, but back in 2013, you were asked by Maximum Inc. Music Magazine, where do you see your band going in the next 5 years? Well, this is what you said. Every so often, opportunity finds itself in our lap, so it's really hard to say exactly what we'll be up to specifically. Making new music without limitations and playing live will always be a priority, no matter what the landscape is. We are never fully satisfied with what we create, and I'd imagine in 5 years, we won't feel any differently. Well, it's nearly 10 years later, Cameron. How does reality stand up to your younger self?
Well, first, thanks for digging that up, guys.
Dating you even a little bit, you know?
Yeah, no, I still hadn't obviously, I haven't heard that in some time, but I think it does hold true. That we are kind of focused on the same things we were then. There's always new inspiration for the music of what we're doing lyrically and musically. Whether it's other bands and music that comes out, it's, things that happen in life. Obviously the pandemic spun the whole world into a twister. Right. We just gone into the studio in January of 2020. So we got like two songs kind of done and we were starting to work, and then boom, COVID hits, right? And froze everything for about a year and a half. Yeah. We did some tricky things to talk back and forth, while people were kind of like sequestered at home, right? To kind of do some online jamming between the band and keep writing. So, fast forward a year into COVID, we were able to get back into the studio carefully and kind of pound out the rest of the record across like a year and a half. So, you know, made for some interesting inspiration. Right. And yeah, you know, now it's like hungry to get back to play live, you know? So I think, you know, my comment 10 years ago still kind of holds true. You know, you never know what's around the corner for us and what we're doing. And we're talking about some international touring possibly. Got the irons in the fire for some other big festivals. Obviously Rockfest you mentioned is huge. But we got some other ones, you know, here and abroad that are we're in conversations with. So yeah, it's true.
Cameron, if you had if you had one chance to talk to your younger self, and if you had a chance to change something from with Carbellion, what would that be?
You know, I think it would be, you know, from a songwriting perspective. You know, I mean, I look back at our back catalog, and don't get me wrong, I like where the music comes from. It's pretty raw. It's pretty just out there. You know, like very direct in some respects. But I think our songwriting and our song, the craftsmanship and the work we put into writing a song and being, you know, we try, you know, kind of working away from, let's not just have a riff and throw a filler song out. I think we take more time now, you know, as we've grown into this and really try to make the best song one at a time that we possibly can with the vision of what that song is and really put more into that before we get to finalization, right? And part of that comes from we're not playing as many shows as we did back in the day. So we've got a little bit more time to work on that songwriting side. So that's, I think, what I'd tell my younger self.
Well, let's get back to live music. Other notable shows around the area include March 25th at DeBar in Milwaukee with Sin, and then you're in Madison at the Wisco for Bombastica 2023, yeah, along with Iron Plow and Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Then Carbellion is up in Charlie Barron's home turf, Manitowoc, with 20 Watt Tombstone on June 3rd. It's been a long time since you guys have played Bombastica. How exciting is it to get back on the road?
Oh, super pumped, man. We haven't been in Madison in a long time. You know, we've got friends there, other bands. Obviously, you know, relationship with you guys and Max Inc.'s always been killer. Madison's a great town, and it's a great live music town. And I know it kind of fights to keep some of that alive with venues and that. But like the Wisco, man, it's just, you know, roll up the sleeves. Let's get some rock and roll going.
Yeah. I tell you what. Go ahead.
34 to the floor, rock and roll, man.
For sure. You know, the Wisco is such an intimate venue to go see a show in. It's fun. It's going to be a blast. You guys are playing with Wizard Hammer. And, dude, you get to play a show with Rocker playing an instrument.
I'm opening up for those guys.
He's opening for you.
I know. That's like an amazing first time. I mean, Rocker, what have we known each other off and on? Probably 20, 30 years, man.
Probably 30. Well, you know, I gotta tell you a little story about Bombastica. I'm gonna pull this one. I've actually told this on the radio, but not with you listening, Cameron. And I remember a Bombastica. I think it was 2004 or 2005. You guys were really a young band, just coming back together from Carbellion and the Whiskey Rebellion and Carbon Parlor. And yeah. I thought you guys are the most rock band in the world. It was Last Crack, and you guys were opening. Sunspot was playing along with the show as well. But I believe it was your guitar player was running through some parking lot or something and broke his ankle.
Oh.
And he went to the hospital and, you know, he's getting his ankle looked at and he's waiting in the emergency room and the showtime is coming up and coming up and coming up. So the guy leaves the hospital, comes to the gig, plays the gig, sitting in a chair. And when the gig was done, he went back to the hospital. Now that is rock and roll.
Yeah, that would be the mighty BZR, Brandon Bauer on rhythm guitar. Yeah, the other original. He's a trooper, man. Live music, I would say the live side is definitely where his heart goes. And I mean, he's played some gigs pretty beat up. He's played some gigs pretty hammered, pretty drunk. but he's never not played a gig that we were supposed to do. So I'll give him that all day long, man. I call him the mascot of the band. You know, he doesn't always like it.
What is the current lineup of Carbellion? Who's all in the band?
So yeah, it's really interesting here. Let me talk real quick about this. So Brandon and I are the original. Brandon's still playing rhythm guitar. I'm still on lead vocals. Jamie Damro, who was our drummer for most of Carbellion's time. So, I think we're talking 15 plus years, moved to lead guitar about 5 years, right? Because he was a ferocious lead guitar player and said, you know what? I kind of want to do that. Let's get a different drummer. So he moves over to lead guitar as Peter, our original lead guitar player, kind of stepped out, still super tight with him, great friends, great dude. But just had some family stuff going. So he moves to lead guitar. We bring in Brent Nims. We needed somebody to hit just as hard, right? Jamie was a hard-hitting rock drummer, which Brent does. And Brent brings a whole songwriting side of things, too, as a drummer. He's really interested in that piece of it and contributes a lot that way. And then bass player, we're on second Steve. We call him second Steve because we switched to Steve Richgruber, stepped out again, family reasons, some years ago, about 7 years ago, I think, if I got my time right. And Steve Shepherd. Shepherd the Lost Sheep joins in. he becomes a bass player, and that's the lineup today. Steve Shepherd on the bass, Brent Nims on the drums, Jamie Damro on lead guitar, the mighty BZR, Brandon Bauer on rhythm, and then yours truly is still on vocals.
That's awesome. And what has it been like signing with Eclipse? I mean, how important was that move for Carbellion, and what benefits has that brought to the band?
Good, excellent topic, man. I mean, you know, we've worked with some indie labels over the years and done some things, but Eclipse was kind of a next level, and they're a big step up. They're out of Jersey. They've launched some pretty sizable bands over the years. Boba Flex, Mushroom Head, a couple others. There's some pretty big internationally, too. Violet Blend, I think, is out of Italy. So it's some pretty, you know, so it really kind of brought... Their digital, their online presence is super strong. They're super, super good with the analytics, and really launched our social media. We've watched our Spotify, you know, plays, followers just skyrocket. Same thing with Pandora, Apple Music, Deezer, SoundCloud, all of those streaming services. YouTube, our three videos for the new record that they've been kind of pushing, promoting, and you know, we put out. Are taking off pretty hard, you know, 14,000, 18,000, 19,000 a piece, I think, right now and climbing from a views and perspective. So the online side of it's just been huge from that digital experience. A lot of online webzine type things. We're played on over 45 and counting FM radio stations right now between college and a couple major FM and some indies, right? Talking to like you guys, right? So I'd say that's been it, man. The push on that digital side and that media side has just been pretty massive.
Wow. So that sounds like, you know, that's where it didn't used to be that way, right? You know, the record label would be your bank. They would go and think more physical type stuff. But now it really sounds like this has become important in all the different streaming.
Yeah, it's super critical. And to be honest, you know, we're old school rock dudes, you know, it's like, we really didn't, you know, we had a Facebook presence and, you know, we know a bit about the online, but not like this. This is next level. So those guys took us totally in that direction and do a ton for that. Right. And internationally we're getting, you know, Australia, the UK, we got some really good, you know, press in and getting on regular rotation and some stations in Melbourne and outside of London. So it really kind of blew that up. And the Qumran side, like, those guys are old school, man. Vinyl, record stores, you know. So our distro deal is, like, in European record stores. So when the record comes out physical and vinyl, it's going to be all over Europe through the distribution company they work with. And they're more, like, feet on the street old school, you know. Hard rock, metal, a couple bands on that are associated with Skull, which is some of the guys from Trouble. Legion of Doom, which is kind of like a super group of dudes from a bunch of like stoner metal, prog metal kind of bands and stuff. They're actually, Legion of Doom's over there playing Hellfest. Digus is on that from the Netherlands. So kind of add the other side of it. So it's really interesting to sign two records, you know, kind of unique that we did that. I kind of worked that out.
Right.
Then on the digital cliffs, and they're super focused on all that. And on the physical side with the vinyl, we got the, you know, the right old school, heat on the street, you know, flyers, vinyl, man, audiophile people in Europe, you know, with Qumran Records out of Chicago. So it's exciting.
Well, that's fantastic. Fantastic. Congratulations on the success there, Cameron. Cameron from Carbellion joins us. We'll talk about Bombastic in a second. One other show that's on the books for you, pretty big. You're playing Rockfest this year.
Yeah, first time ever, all these years, man. Rockfest, huge. Super pumped on that. We got a lot of people coming to camp, coming to support. You know, that might normally go, might not normally go, or not go every year. Super excited for us to be there this year. You know, we get to play the same day, and we play in the evening in kind of these in-between slots on the second stage against Pantera, the Mighty Pantera.
The Mighty Pantera. Like,
wow. Yeah.
Super cool that they're the headliner that night. I mean, it's a huge lineup. The Rockfest people have been great. The fandom and the people that go to that are super music supportive. Great heavy hard rock festival. And it's right in our backyard.
Right, man. In our backyard. Kendat, like, Wisconsin. Yeah. Hey, Cameron, it's such a pleasure to speak with you again. We are super excited about you coming to Madison. Bombastica 2023. It's going to be Carbellion, Iron Plow, and the Mighty Wizard Hammer out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. We're going to be broadcasting live, Max Inc. Radio, 6 to 9 p.m., live music after 9 o'clock. Cameron, if people wanted to stream music, of course, you're on all the Spotify, all the streaming sites. People wanted to get the new album, to download the new album or actually get a physical copy. How do we do that?
You know, if you get online and search the word Carbellion, we are it, man. Carbellion. We've got links up all over the place. So Eclipse Records website, all of our social media platforms. Again, you can spell Carbellion. You can find the stuff. Qumran Records is linked off of that. Qumran Records out of Chicago. They're selling the physical media on their website. We'll have it at the shows as well. Yeah, so I mean, I think if you can spell Carbellion and you plug that into the old school, you'll find us, man. We're out there and we're active.
So. Oh, that's awesome. Hey, Cameron, congratulations and thank you for taking the time with us tonight. We really appreciate you.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you guys. Max Inc. Radio. It's awesome. Dig it.
Let's get another new song here from Carbellion. I love this song. This is the first single you released off of Weapons of Choice. It's Listen for Ghost. It's Carbellion on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Mesmerize the empty mind. Lava down on my tongue. When the
Listen for Ghosts. That's the brand new one from Carbellion on Maxine Kevy. We are local music. Thanks to Cameron for calling in tonight. Really appreciate your time. And be sure to stop off the Wisco on April 15th to see Carbellion play live for Maxine Bomblastica 2023. Jimmy Kane Rocker hanging out with you. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll have Essential Last Crack, two songs from the Mighty Last Crack, plus music from Level Down, Rictus Grin. We'll talk a little Maybash and the Rotten Tommies. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Darkseid calls to you, Bastula. You hunger to taste it. Become my apprentice, and all its power can be yours.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.